one case that's sort of like the legal elephant in the room that's not being mentioned is the case of the 9 justices on the Potomac, the United States Supreme Court, that was just handed down a few months ago, United States versus Windsor, both a majority opinion and Justice Scalia's interesting dissent, which I'm sure you've read.
I have, Your Honor.
Indicate that the Equal Protection Clause may prohibit state bans against same-sex marriage. You didn't address that in your brief. Would you like the opportunity to do that here before we figure it out without your help?
Sure. I would love the opportunity. First, I would highlight that our opponents don't argue that they're not raising a federal equal protection claim here.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about no federal equal protection claim.
It's my reading of their briefs is that they're not raising that claim here. They are raising a state claim.
Right.
But to answer the question about Windsor,
our state constitution has to provide at least the protection that the federal constitution has to provide.
That's correct.
Correct.
But here there are at least two significant reasons why Windsor doesn't compel this state to recognize, to redefine marriage. The first point is that Windsor recognized that states are the preeminent authority over the definition of marriage. So just as in the Windsor case, the state of New York had the right to redefine marriage to include same-sex couples, so this state has the right to retain the traditional definition of marriage. That's my first point. My second point is that the Supreme Court focused time and time again on the novel and unprecedented nature of the federal DOMA law that it struck down. In other words, it found that for the first time ever, the federal government had interjected itself into the definition of marriage, and it found that that was improper. Here, however, there is nothing novel or unprecedented about the legislature deciding to retain marriage as the union of a man.
So you disagree with Justice Scalia's very clearly stated view that the inevitable result of the opinion of a majority of his colleagues on the United States Supreme Court was that equal protection would prohibit state bans on same-gender marriage.
We disagree with that. In fact, I would direct the court instead to Chief Justice Roberts' dissent, which specifically says that the Windsor decision and its holding, and the court was really clear in its holding that it was confined to just when a state recognizes a marriage and the federal government won't, that that does not control the question of whether states can continue to define marriage as they always have.
Okay.